I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Joy Ike is a Pittsburgh-based singer-songwriter who spends a lot of time on the road performing everywhere from coffee shops to music festivals. In November 2010, she visited the Woodstove House to perform a set at one of our Woodstove House concerts. Joy's unique piano style and soul-filled vocals are brilliantly showcased on her latest album, Rumors. Joy sat down with me in the Woodstove House studio to chat about Rumors and her life as a professional musician. Well, joining me in the Woodstove House is Joy Ike from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On tour and playing at a Woodstove House concert this evening. So glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
This is going to be an exciting show with Heather Kropp, two Pittsburgh singer-songwriters. But I want to talk about the album that came out earlier this year called Rumors. Fantastic album. Talk a little bit about the sort of making of that record. First of all, a lot of people are using these sort of let your fans fund your record. Did you do that with Rumors?
I did. A lot of artists these days, I guess, are using Kickstarter, and I launched a Kickstarter campaign to people in my fan base to ask them to support the making of the album. So for about 3 months, just let people know what I was doing and ask if they would be interested in contributing to it. And I was surprised. It was a really great, overwhelming response, and I'd say about 3/4 of the album was funded by...
That's excellent.
Thanks. Yeah, it was surprising.
Is it something that you plan on doing, you know, in the future?
I think so. I think it might depend on the project. Maybe if it's an EP versus a full length, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And now there's a lot of music on Rumors. I mean, there's a lot going on. I know you tour solo, play keyboard. Talk about some of the musicians that you had play, and are they sort of Pittsburgh scene regulars or people that play with you, you know, when you're playing in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, the huge difference between Rumors and my last album is that Rumors, the musicians on Rumors who play on Rumors are people who play with me on a very regular basis. And so there was kind of a foundation. We were all kind of working from the same place and from experience of knowing how each other, how each person plays. And so the album itself has a more organic feel to it, and we recorded all of the songs live and then went back and did overdubbing for certain things, so
wow.
It has a very very different feel and more natural.
Let's talk about some of the songs specifically from that record. I think the opening track, Sweeter, I love it because it starts out, it's a little different, you know, with the percussion, and then boom, it's in. Talk about that song a little bit. Where did it come from, or what's the story behind it?
Well, Sweeter is one of my favorite songs on the album. It was actually inspired by the movie Slumdog Millionaire, which I hope people listening have seen the movie. I love that movie more than anything, and when I was watching it, I was kind of likening the experience of the two main characters to my experience specifically as a musician. And if anyone knows anything about the movie, there's this back and forth where this kid is chasing after this girl that he's in love with, and he almost reaches her, but then he loses her and she slips out of her hands, and that happens over and over again. And I was thinking about how several of us independent artists, you know, we're chasing after this huge dream, and we'll go 3 steps forward, but then we'll go 2 steps back. And it's like we make these leaps and bounds, but there's always that one thing that kind of keeps us from getting where we hope we'll get someday. So it was really a song that I wrote about my music, and what I wanted it to do and where I wanted it to go. But at the same time, it is also a love song. So I think it serves two purposes.
Talk about, for me, my favorite song on the album, which is Plans. Talk about that one.
Well, Plans is a song that's very dear to my heart. I wrote it last fall, almost exactly a year ago, right before going into the studio for the album, to record the album. And I've started to realize that as a musician, I think more than anything, I'm a storyteller. I like to create stories. Mm-hmm. And so this plan specifically is about something that never happened. But if it did happen, it would have gone this way. It was a conversation with someone. And I had planned it out all in my head, not the conversation itself, but how it would look if it was turned into a film or a music video or something.
Okay.
Where, you know, I'm walking down the street with this person, and the leaves are falling because it's fall time, and we're having this conversation about how we're probably on the same page about how we feel about each other, but because we have so many different things going on in our lives, that it's not going to work out. And I guess I've realized as I get older that you can't, I don't know, what would you call it? Like, grade school love doesn't really exist.
Because
you have to think about, not only do you like the person, but Are you guys going the same place in your life? Do you have the same dreams, the same goals? And there's so much more to figure out, and it's just so much more confusing. So I don't know. That's the story behind it.
Yeah, it is a little simpler, isn't it?
Yeah,
like in the fifth grade.
Yeah, it was much simpler. So he and I never had the conversation, but it was one of those things that I just had to write a song about.
Yeah. Does the music come first?
I would say a hook comes first, or the song's theme, and then I work on the music itself. Mm-hmm. And then I go back and develop all the lyrics.
Yeah. So it's a great song.
Thank you.
I'm gonna throw in a little editorial there.
Thanks.
As we shuffled our feet and we muffled our speech, we didn't say what we were thinking, but it came out polished, quick and clean. I changed the look on my face, you changed the speed of your pace. I said, go on and say it. Just be honest to my face. plans, I've got plans. I've got to work for these hands. I've got places to be, and I've got new worlds to see. How do you work with me? Just say, don't change your plans for me. I hope you'll always be someone who sees past the borders in life. Just know that I exist, and opportunities missed make regrets in
about a couple other songs from the record. We'll start with How She Floats. Tell me the story behind that song.
How She Floats is a song that they always say that a musician's best therapy is songwriting instead of the couch, the comfy couch in the therapist's office. For me, How She Floats was a song of recovery. It must be about about 2.5 years now, my brother passed away from cancer. And How She Floats was kind of a song reevaluating the whole situation the past years in my family's life and just all of the stuff we went through. And at that time, I was really just struggling with the thought of there being a God and the thought of... you know, why do bad things happen to good people, that sure. type of thing. So it was a song that, at that time, songs didn't come easily for me. My writing process is a little bit different these days, but that song came to me instantly. It was built up over several months, but, you know, I went to the keyboard, it was there. And I think it was just one of those things where you're just like, well, you know what? There's nothing else I can do in this situation except keep on moving.
How she flows. Well, it changes every day. And how she loves. Well, she loves stronger every day. And how she prays. She prays harder every day. Sometimes I don't believe what she say. Hey, hey. Just flow. just float. You just float. Hey, hey.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest is Joy Ike, a Pittsburgh-based singer-songwriter whose tour schedule often brings her to central Pennsylvania. You've spent some considerable time on the road, at least in the last year that I've been sort of keeping up with the Joy Ike camp. What's that like? Or is it something that you really enjoy, or is it a necessary sort of evil for your goals?
Oh, I had a conversation about this with someone the other day. Traveling, it's I can never decide if I like it or not. Sometimes I love it, sometimes I don't. But I think it's always about what's waiting on the other end of the road.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to be the musician who goes to another city and plays in a bar, because there are hundreds of musicians in that city already that can do that. So I think the shows I've really come to enjoy are the ones that are more community building, and the ones where I really get to kind of have a conversation with the audience. Mm-hmm. So there have been some really, really great experiences on the road, and there have been some really discouraging ones. So, yeah, it's... I don't know. It changes on a week to week basis.
Where's your away from Pittsburgh? Where is your favorite city? What's your favorite city to play?
Lancaster. Yeah.
You're almost a local act. Yeah. you're around a lot, and you're very you've got quite a name for yourself.
I've spent quite a lot of time in Lancaster. The cities that I hit up very often are Lancaster, DC, Philly, New York City. But I've been in Lancaster more than any other city. Specifically because they've been very welcoming. Mm-hmm. It was very easy to build a strong fan base, and I think people seem to be very committed to the art more than I ever expected when I got here the first time. I've tried New York City, and I go there regularly, but it just doesn't click. I mean, it's saturated,
sure,
but at the same time, there's just a different mentality there, And I don't know. Lancaster is just really stuck, so that would be my top. And I, of course, my favorite thing is going to colleges. I love playing for colleges and connecting with college students. So that's been kind of my second favorite type of show.
Well, how did you first get turned on to playing in Lancaster? You don't have a connection here. In other words, you're not from here. Do you have family?
No, I don't. It's actually funny. My good friend Hiram Ring. I'm not even quite sure how I heard about him. I'm pretty sure I was just rummaging through MySpace pages when MySpace was still alive.
Yeah.
And I came across.
That's so 2005.
Music. Oh yeah. This was, I don't know, this must have been 2008 when we did a tour together, me, him, and two other singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. But I ran into his page, and something about his music just stuck with me. And we split a couple shows that summer, and then we just me, him, and some other friends put together this idea of doing a tour. And ever since then, I've been coming to Lancaster every 2 or 3 months.
Well, we're very glad that you made a connection here. Let's talk about "Give Me Truth." Kind of tell the story behind that song.
"Give Me Truth" was written in November 2008, and that was written during the presidential election. Mm. And it was also written around the time of "How She Floats," where I was just struggling with, again, just like my faith in God and belief. And everyone knows during the presidential election, there's all these campaign ads that you don't know what's truth,
right?
Because everyone's slamming everyone else, and everything is just crazy. And so I think this is another one of those songs that was bubbling up in me for a while, and I think I was frustrated, because I was just like, I don't know what truth is anymore. I don't know, and I'm warring with all these things in my mind. And again, the only way for me to get them out there is to put them in form of a song. And so I wrote "Give Me Truth," and at the end of the day, I was just like, I don't know everything in the world, but I know that I do believe in God, and I know that my belief in Christ is a very real thing. And that was the premise of the song.
Two very exciting things happened. I'm sure many more exciting things happened for you this year, but two that I'm aware of that stand out. One is an opportunity to play Lilith Fair in Philadelphia. How did that come about?
Yeah. Oh, man. Lilith was one of the most exciting things that happened to me this year. There's a website called rstage.com, which is kind of a fan-run site where you can find great music and you can also expose your music to possible fans, if that makes sense. I don't know. Anyhow, I submitted Sweeter into a competition. A Lilith Fair launched itself after 13 years. I think they went dormant for a while. And so they launched themselves again. And instead of, in every city, they were looking for a local act, or in every region, really, a local act to open for the festival. So Lilith didn't come to Pittsburgh or, you know, any cities immediately near Pittsburgh, but the closest one to me was Philadelphia. So I submitted Sweeter into the competition and asked my fans to vote for it. And to my surprise, they voted and I won to open. So
wow, what an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, it was exciting.
So who did you share the stage with on that gig?
I shared the stage specifically with Jill Hennessy. I'm not sure too many people know her, but they'll know her from Law & Order. She's primarily an actor. But there were three separate stages. The other artists on the bill were, of course, Sarah McLachlan and Sarah Bareilles, Missy Higgins, and Courtyard Hounds, which is two-thirds of the Dixie Chicks. There were a couple other artists. Can't remember them all, but it was a...
Yeah. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I don't have words to kind of describe it, but it was really an incredible day.
The other event or a thing that happened that stands out in my mind is being featured on the NPR website as a, there was an article and mention of the Good Morning Record.
That was an experience that completely caught me off guard. There were some students that interned at NPR this past year, and they submitted my music to their boss to be considered for All Things Considered. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen. But then there was an opportunity for the interns to do one of the All Things Considered podcasts.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, so they were like, okay, well, our boss won't use it, but we will. So yeah, that's kind of how that transpired.
That had to have been a great, just a great opportunity to promote.
It was
that kind of fell in, you know, into your lap.
It was kind of cool. Yeah, I didn't expect it. There's a rumor. Pictures speak louder than a thousand words. Even louder. Louder than the sounds you never heard. Snapshot of my face and put it on your desk. Study it closely, and you'll get to know me best. The Spirit of God speaks loud and clear. More than a thousand words, just a picture.
Can you give me a couple of records on the fabled desert island? So give me like three CDs that you would have to take with you if you knew your plane was going down and you were going to be stuck on the desert island.
Oh, man. Three records. The first one I listened to on the way here is a self-titled album by Brooke Wagoner. I think that came out 3 years ago, 2007? I'm not sure. The second album would be... I want to say it's called Pressure Suit by Aqualung. And the third one would probably be the self-titled album of a local Pittsburgh band called Colonizing the Cosmos.
That's awesome. I don't know if anyone who I've asked that question to is cited a local. It's always these records from, you know,
way back.
My childhood. That's great.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of have a limited... Yeah, they're a Pittsburgh band, but they're incredible. I'm one of their biggest fans, and I don't know what else to say to prove that, but I am. I'm diehard.
What's going on in Pittsburgh? What's the music scene like in Pittsburgh right now? What's it like to sort of live and work out of that town?
Pittsburgh's cool. It's been a really great foundation for me. Mm-hmm. It's one of those art scenes that's still developing. It doesn't really have its own, I'd say, flavor just yet. Kind of like, you know, it's not a New York or a Nashville. It's very established, but it's growing. So people are very loyal there. They're loyal to their music. If they like you, they'll come to your shows, you know, and they'll support you. So it's been a really great home base. And I think for the first few years of my music, quote unquote, career, I just worked the scene, you know, and played out as much as possible. And I learned that people, they're not stuck to any type of music.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good.
Yeah, if they like your sound, you know, they'll support. And I think that's one of the great things about Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, for taking the time to talk to me about your music.
Thanks.
And thanks for being here to play a Wood Stovehouse concert.
Oh, I can't wait for it.
All right. Joy Ike is a Pittsburgh-based singer-songwriter who visited the Wood Stovehouse in November 2010 to perform a set at one of our Wood Stovehouse concerts. To find out more about Joy's music and tour schedule, visit her online at joyike.com or link up at woodstovehouse.com, where you can leave comments, listen to past episodes, or send email with your thoughts about the show. Around the Wood Stove is a production of the Wood Stovehouse. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.
Okay, on a mental note.